Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors or publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Airs LA every day. Hi, I'm Patty Matson, and you're listening to Style and Substance. Today's article is from Reader's Digest's July 2025 edition on page 8, entitled, Your Wish Has Been Granted. Seniors are seeing their dreams come true thanks to a former Olympic athlete, by Eric Raskin. It had been more than 10 years since they'd all been together like this, and the three sisters' eyes filled with tears. The eldest, Ruby Cox, kept warm under a red plush blanket while her two kid sisters, Ruth Braunham and Rose Schloss, held each one of her hands. You were the smartest one in the family, Rose told Ruby as they sat side by side. If I had a problem, I always went to you. They retold their favorite stories. They laughed, and Rose even held 5-month-old Leela, the newest member of the extended family. Oh, worth mentioning? Rose was more than a century older than the baby in her arms, and that wasn't the largest age gap in the room. Rose was 101 years of age at the time, while Ruth was 104, and Ruby was 110. These three centenarians were enjoying an overdue reunion, courtesy of Wish of a Lifetime, a nonprofit that flew Rose in from Florida and Ruth from Oklahoma to visit Ruby at her retirement home in Rhode Island. The charity is a passion project of Jeremy Bloom, a former Olympic skier and practice squad NFL player who was impressed during his years traveling in the world as an athlete by how much more other countries and cultures seem to respect and celebrate their elders than what he'd witnessed in America. Sometimes we forget that their dreams still matter, Bloom 43 reflects. When he took a trip to Japan for a skiing competition at the age of 15, Bloom watched an elderly woman walk slowly onto a bus in Tokyo. And he was moved by how passengers bowed to her and extended a helping hand to her. In that moment, a seed was planted, though it took 10 years for that seed to germinate into Wish of a Lifetime. As Bloom competed in the 2002 and 2006 Olympics in the freestyle skiing moguls event, as he caught the longest touchdown pass in University of Colorado history as a freshman, as he got drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles in 2006, he kept wondering what else was out there for him. As a professional athlete, Bloom says, I had a fear that I could never find purpose in the next chapter because I would see a lot of great teammates move on and struggle to reinvent themselves. In the summer of 2008, Bloom took the steps to form his charitable organization. He wanted to adapt the concept of a Make-A-Wish Foundation, which fulfills requests for critically ill children, to fit folks on the opposite end of the age spectrum, some ailing, others not. For the first wish he granted, Bloom arranged for airplane tickets for a woman named Nancy so she could visit her daughter, who was dying of ovarian cancer, and say goodbye in person. I picked Nancy up at the airport, and after she spent 4 days with her daughter, I picked up a totally different human being. Bloom remembers Nancy had found needed peace and closure in seeing her daughter one last time. Today, Wish of a Lifetime has a staff of 26 full-time employees and some 25,000 volunteers nationwide. And it's funded by donations and corporate sponsorships. Most wish applications are submitted at wishofalifetime.org by a friend or family member. The 3,000 wishes granted so far have all been vetted by a member of the team. A World War II veteran returned to the beaches of Normandy for the first time since D-Day. A woman wrote and performed a play based on her life story. A former Air Force captain got the chance to meet his heroes, the Rolling Stones. Wish of a Lifetime is not Bloom's full-time job. He's currently the CEO of X Games, a series of action sports competitions. But for a long time, the charity was his full-time focus. It was my 100% all-in, Bloom says. It was, let me build a program. Let's meet the seniors. Let's change as many lives as we can. Well, that wraps up Style and Substance for today, Tuesday, July 29th, 2025. If you'd like to learn more about Airs LA, follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AirsLA and be sure to click that like button. This podcast is solely for the use of the blind and print impaired. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. Make it a sunny week.